This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad, Kharkhawa with the news. Our top story is first. CPN-UML's parliamentary party meeting is to be held at 3 p.m. today. Education Ministry urges educational institutions to follow public health safety measures considering risk of COVID-19. And China imposes sanctions on 9 UK citizens, including 5 MPs. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Chairman of CPN-UML, KP Sharma Oli, has called the parliamentary party meeting today. Chief Whip of the party, Bisal Bhattrai, said that Prime Minister Oli has called the parliamentary party meeting at 3 p.m. in Baluata today. Likewise, the meeting is expected to dwell on the internal disputes seen in the party, contemporary political issues and the future course of action of the party. 120 members of the parliament represent the CPN-UML in the House of Representatives. The Ministry of Education, Science and Technology has urged the schools to avoid crowds and strictly abide by public health and security measures considering the further risk of COVID-19. A meeting presided over by Education Minister Krishna Gopal Shrestha on Thursday took a decision to this end considering the adverse effect on students' health and academic activities. Likewise, according to Ministry's spokesperson Deepak Sharma, all the academic institutions have been asked to apply the health protocols and security measures determined by the provincial governments and local levels. Four CPN-UML leaders, including Madhav Kumar Nepal, have responded to the clarification sought by the party. Party Office Secretary Isuri Rizal said that leaders Nepal, Bhim Bahadur Rawal, Surendra Pandey and Ghanashyam Bhushal submitted their clarification on Thursday. In response to the clarification, they are reported to have said that none of the activities was carried out against the party spirit. Minister for Home Affairs Ram Bahadur Thapa has said that the government would form talks team to hold discussion on the demands put forth by the Tharu community. Receiving a memorandum from the Tharu Welfare Society on Thursday, Minister Thapa said that the government was serious towards resolving the 19-point demands, including that of Tikapur case put forth by the Tharu community. Minister Thapa also pledged to resolve the issues of Tharu community through dialogues. The committee's members are staging sit-in at Maiti Ghar Mandala, demanding release of Tharu Welfare Society's chairman Thaniram Chowdhury, Resham Chowdhury and other leaders. The Central Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress is to be held at 2 this afternoon. A statement issued by Party Office Secretary Krishna Prasad Podol says that request has been made to the office bearers of the Central Working Committee, Central members and invited Central members for their presence. Four houses were destroyed in a bush fire at community forest spread to the human settlement in Bhojpur district. Four houses of Hatua Gadi Rural Municipality Eight were completely destroyed when the forest fire took place at Maldhunga Community Forest entered the human settlement on Thursday evening. The further details of the loss caused by the fire are still awaited. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. China has imposed sanctions on 9 UK citizens, including 5 MPs, for spreading what it calls lies and disinformation about the country. It comes in retaliation for measures taken by the UK government on Monday over human rights abuses against the Uyghur Muslim minority group. The response by China follows similar sanctions imposed on the European Union, which was part of the coordinated action on Monday, along with the UK, the US and Canada. At least 5 people have been killed in Alabama as tornadoes continue to batter the southern US state. Deaths were in the small town of Ouchy in Calhoun County, the local emergency agency says, as the The storm damaged houses and uprooted trees. The tornado later hit Carlton County and were needing Selby County. In 2019, more than 20 people, including three children, had died after two tornadoes caused extensive damage to buildings and roads in eastern Alabama. North Korea has claimed that the missiles it launched Thursday were a new type tactical guided projectile. It was the country's first ballistic launch in almost a year and the first since Joe Biden became U.S. president. Mr. Biden has said that U.S. will respond accordingly. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea have condemned the test. Under U.N. Security Council resolutions, Pyongyang is banned from testing ballistic missiles. North Korea's Friday's statement says that two weapons struck a target test of 6,000 kilometers northeast of North Korea. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. CP and UML's parliamentary party meeting is to be held at 3 p.m. today. Education Ministry urges educational institutions to follow public health safety measures, considering risk of COVID-19. And China imposes sanctions on 9 UK citizens, including 5 MPs. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.